The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The Balls and Strikes podcast is brought to you by Elkhorn Training Camp. Let's have some fun and play ball.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Mike Alessandro, co-founder and managing partner of the Elkhorn Training Camp. We have an exciting podcast today. We are joined by one of the best minds in the catching industry, and Tyler Goodrow, owner and founder of Goodrow Catching. Hello, Tyler. Welcome to the Balls and Strikes podcast.
Hey, thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure, and excited to get rolling with this. Obviously, I'm in character.
Absolutely. You're ready to go. Got the mask on, got the mitt on. We would expect nothing less. To our listeners out there, Tyler, let's talk about what we are bringing to Omaha next week at Elkhorn Training Camp.
Yeah, absolutely. No, again, thank you for having me on, and it's a pleasure to connect with you guys. So what we're bringing to Omaha in conjunction with the College World Series is our second annual All-Star Sporting Goods CWS Catchers Camp. And again, presented by All-Star Sports, hosted by Elkhorn Training Camp, which we're very happy to host or have you guys host that event at your facility. Super excited to get this thing rolling again for this next year.
Excellent. Well, let's talk a little bit about the genesis of the camp. Obviously, you've been providing premier catching instruction to Omaha, cities around the country. Talk to us about, you know, how the camp came about and some of the things that the kids as well as the parents can expect to see at the camp.
Yeah, so back in 2019, which is where I feel like my brand started to really start to take notice by people across the country, have grown a huge social media following on both Twitter and Instagram, have kids reach out to me all the time. And I'm like, you know, this is a great opportunity for kids who have not seen what the College World Series really is, know what it is, if they don't take notice of games on TV, but to get them and a lot of like-minded catching people into our town, into our city, because here in the Midwest, here in Omaha, we really embrace those people. But I just thought to myself, man, gosh, this would be a great idea, have a cool event where we are bringing in some of the top catching instructors. And that's the thing too, it's not my camp, I say it's everybody else's camp. We're for them. And for that reason, I have a couple friends of mine in the industry. Last year, we had Todd Coburn, the catching guy, who's very well known on social media. My good friend, Brian Watley, who is the catching coordinator for the San Diego Padres. We had another gentleman who had been a roving catching coordinator and has won two national championships in the College World Series. His name's Turtle Thomas. Turtle will be back again this year. We're excited to have him. We had another gentleman who was runs a similar academy to like I do out in the the West Coast in the Bay Area, Brett Thomas. He played at Cal, coached for Cal when they were in the College World Series. But again, just that's kind of where the conception came about. We were going to host it in 2020 or start it in 2020. And of course, you know, the world shut down, flipped upside down. So we had to wait a little bit. And last year, very successful event. We had kids from, I think it was 20 some different states that came here. Majority of the participants last year were from out of state, which is really awesome and really cool to see. And then last year, again, not to knock on it, I was like, oh, you know what, let's start it. We're going to have some college coaches that will be able to participate. due to NCAA rules, they couldn't do it at a certain time during the College World Series. And then a couple of them had backed out at the last second. So I'm like, you know what, this stinks. Kids couldn't stay around. Kids had to get to, you know, travel tournaments and whatnot. And so this year we had decided that, hey, this might be the best chance for us to really start to, again, see the masses come out for something like this. And it's going to be during the College World Series this year, as opposed to like it was last year at the beginning. What can parents expect? I know I'm being a little long-winded here, but what can parents expect is a camp experience not like any other camp that they've been to. I feel like camps become a little mundane over the times and some that I've been involved with. So we really try to make it interactive as much as possible. Obviously, kids will be in a little bit more suitable ratios versus, you know, 25, 30 kids per group. And they're not really getting anything out of it. And their eyes aren't, you know, the instructor eyes are not standing around just, okay, well, what did this kid do? What did this kid do? We tend to take a different approach. What's the terminology I'm looking for? Again, I don't like watching a lot of people stand around. We really ask for our participants to be on their feet, taking notes, asking questions. That's a big thing about me just in general as a baseball instructor. Do we ask enough questions? Do we understand whys? And that's what they'll see with this, I think. Again, a very successful last year. We're looking forward to, again, bringing it to your guys' facility and having another successful camp this year.
Yeah, excellent description. You know, the way that I see the camp is it's catching school, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know this, you're catching curriculum in the off season, field general. I mean, it's a very cerebral position, right? And so when you talk about making sure that the students, they're not just doing drills and working very hard on the physical aspect of it, you've got to be an intelligent player, which is why it's more of a school curriculum in addition to the drill work.
Absolutely. And you know, one thing to also to add in there as well is there are some kids that attended the camp last year, you know, and I encouraged it solely because, you know, if they sit there and they say, okay, yeah, Coach Goodrow's the best, he's right about everything, their growth's going to be a little stagnant, I think, too. And to have other eyes on them, to have somebody make other comments or ask them to do this or ask them to try to do something, I think is very beneficial to their development. We had five main instructors last year. This year, one of our instructors, unfortunately, fortunately for him, good for his career, he's going to the MLB Combine, so he won't be around. But yeah, so just to have those other eyes on those guys, be able to ask questions. Again, like you said, it's catching school. We call it a fraternity when we are training in the off season, just because it's guys leaning on guys, asking questions, watching. I think we learn by what we see, and process information at different times. And I think it's just good to be around that. You know, there's going to be guys that can go faster pace and there's guys that have to go a little bit slower pace, but, yeah, we take it in strides. We call these brain dumps, I think, more than anything.
Sure.
It's going to be a lot of information in 2 days. But again, you know, I'm a type of person where, you know, I'm always available. I don't sleep, probably don't sleep. I've been told that by the owner of All-Star. He goes, I swear you don't sleep. You don't sleep. So we're always available. And I think that's the thing. I love challenges. I love being around new type of catchers, athletes, something to get my mind keeping it curious.
For sure. Absolutely. You know, what I say is it's about investing in your craft, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether you want to be, you know, a physician, you know, pick your favorite profession out there. The bottom line is, if you want to be a high level catcher, softball or baseball, it is important for our listeners to know here that we will have softball players. We gladly want them to participate in this camp as well, but it's investing in your craft, right? And for these Absolutely. 2 days, right? It's not the be all end all, but it's a part Correct. Of your journey as a baseball or a softball catcher. Let's kind of talk a little bit, without going into a long video tutorial, some of your philosophical, foundational, principles with regards to the position of catching that the kids and parents will get exposed to next week.
Yeah. Great question. So for me, number one, it always starts, we have a catching pyramid, if you want to call it that. But the foundation for us is health and performance. So what the athletes can expect or if they train with me again in the off season or we do virtual stuff, number one is health and performance. It's keeping yourself on the field. We're very big into mobility. I'm the one guy that will sit here and say, like, pretty hypocritical, but if I have any regrets in this game or in this position, it's the fact that I did not take enough time. And anybody that knows me or is training with me, they will tell you that this is true. This is a true statement. But I regret not taking more time focusing on my hip mobility, my knee and joint mobility, and my ankle mobility, and my big toe mobility, believe it or not. I just didn't. I didn't look at it that way. And, the position has evolved so incredibly much in just the last 5 years. If you said, okay, yeah, what's one knee catching? Explain it to me. You would say, okay, yeah, that's when a catcher drops down to a knee because they're trying to steal a lower strike. Well, yeah, absolutely. But it's evolved into throwing. It's evolved into blocking. So we've done a lot of good things with it. I'm a big Bruce Lee fan. So I use this quote a lot. People ask me, what's your style in catching? Well, Bruce Lee said, I'm of the style of having no style. And that's so true. And that's how you have to be adaptable to the athlete. You have to be adaptable to the situation. Not everybody's going to throw in a traditional, both feet on the ground throwing stance. They're just not. We don't even use the terminology anymore. For me, I don't even use a secondary throwing position because everything's actionable out of that. Even though if there's nobody on base, you still might have to throw the ball. What does that mean? Does that mean that it's, a bunted ball? Yeah, there's not a secondary aspect of it. It's everything's actionable at that point in time. And I tell people this all the time. When we look at the skill of catching in general, there's three really, really physical skills that are super important. And I'll ask the question to the athlete, what's most important? They'll say, receiving. Second most is blocking, so keeping the ball in front, and the third most is throwing. And that's very true from a very, very broad standpoint. As we break it down even more, and as we get it to the higher levels, just in the game in general, we use the terminology, saved runs above average, or, framing runs above average, or defensive runs saved. And I always ask the question to our guys, what's the most important, defensive run save metric at any level? And they're all like, well, it's blocking. Nah, maybe it's throwing. No matter what level you're at, the most important defensive run saved statistic is catching the baseball. We can call it receiving. We can call it framing, but it's catching the baseball. If we don't catch the baseball, we're not going to be very good.
Right.
So those are some philosophical type things that we concentrate on. Yeah, if you're good at pocketing the baseball, you're going to be a better thrower because you're consistently getting the ball into the pocket. If you're good receiver and you're good at pocketing the ball, you're going to be a better blocker because your vision is taking you there. And that's something as catchers we don't do a very good job of. Yeah, again, we go back to it. Three most important things: receiving, blocking, throwing, but we forget about vision. We forget about the mobility stuff. We forget about the arm recovery, not the arm throwing program, the arm recovery. We forget about the body recovery. Back in 2020, I interviewed Jose Trevino, who just won the Platinum Glove last year in the American League, and a Gold Glove from in behind the plate. And I said to you, what I said to him, or asked him question, what was the most important thing that you've learned from yourself now that you wish you would have, you know, known 5 years ago? And he said, recovery. So he bought these like space looking boots for like that go all the way up to like the middle of his thighs. Yeah. To really increase his recovery time from behind the plate. So I know we won't be able to touch on it all, but like I said, it's going to be overload, brain dump. And so I you know, always suggest and tell kids, hey, bring a notebook along. We're going to provide notebooks here. That it's going to, you know, have some drills, some daily drills, but has a note section, write some stuff down. And, you know, is this, you're going to remember everything? No. And that's, like I said, all these guys are open. Their DMs are open. My phone never shuts off. So I'm always available.
Yeah. It's just fantastic that, you know, being in the Omaha community, like yourself, born and raised here, and having these type of resources available to the youth players. It's just an opportunity for them to, again, invest in their craft and take advantage of some of the best minds in baseball. You know, as you look at, just kind of in wrapping up, Tyler, as we look at the youth catchers that you've trained and the thousands of games and videos that that you've analyzed, where would you say the position of catcher is at right now? And what advice would you have to that parent of that 10-year-old that wants to take it to the next level in catching?
Yeah, gosh, that is a great question. Let me try to break it down. Where is the position at right now? Well, again, I'm biased. I'm going to be biased towards this. It's the best position on the field.
Absolutely.
And I always start with this, you know, whether it's a lesson, you know, individual lesson or it's class. Why do you want to catch? You know, why do you want to catch? Do you want to catch? Are you good at it? Do you like doing it? Do you like being hot? Do you like being sweaty? Do you like getting foul tips off your body?
Sure.
Why? What's your why? Always start with what's your why. And then secondly, it's like, where's this position at? You know, I mean, I think it's in a really, really good spot. You're going to have your people that are going to disagree. You're going to have the 5% that are going to say, no, you can't.
Right.
You have to do it this way because this is the way that I did it. I don't believe that whatsoever. If we had a lot of those, we would be in a much worse place as a country, as a world. But you have to believe that, you know, I look at it this way, you know, Mike, my success is the player's success. If the players don't have success, then I'm failing them in some way and I need to figure out how to adjust. But as far as our position's concerned, it's in a really good spot. We have a lot of good resources out there, like you had mentioned. There's a lot of good resources, not just here locally. There's a lot of good resources outside of here. Like I said, people have found me through the power of social media. It's pretty amazing. You know, and from that, I encourage people, you know, just again, don't look at it as, hey, you know, like I miss a block, I miss a throw, I miss a catch. It's one. We just got to practice more. We got to give, you know, ourselves a little bit more credit than what we're giving ourselves. I see a lot of frustrated faces a lot. And, you know, for me, again, you know, where can we go from here? You know, we're going to keep building. We're going to keep, again, being curious. We're going to try to find and do our research. We're going to, be around, you know, the right-minded people, the like-minded people. And we're here for people's success, not for our own.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, thanks again, Tyler, for partnering up with All Star Sports as well as with Elkhorn Training Camp. It's going to be a fantastic 2 days next week. Just for the listeners out there to check out more information about the All Star Sports CWS Catching Camp, you can go to goodrowcatching.com. Also, we encourage you to follow Tyler on goodrowcatching.com. He does a fantastic job on a daily basis of breaking down live catchers in action from the collegiate ranks as well as MLB ranks. And you can also sign up for the camp and more information at elkhorntrainingcamp.com. So thanks again, Tyler, for being a guest on the show. Thanks again for bringing this to Omaha, and we look forward to a fantastic week next week. Take care.
Thank you so much, Frank. Thank you.
Media Production.